USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden and some Western leaders issued a confrontational declaration about Russia and Chinese government behavior on Sunday's closing session of the G7 summit. The group is calling out Beijing over its internal repression, vowing to investigate the pandemic's origins, and shame Moscow for using nerve agents against people and cyber weapons. The Chinese government responded, saying, "The days when global decisions were directed by a small group of countries are long gone." End quote. After 12 years and three U.S. presidents, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been replaced by the Knesset in a very slim victory. Naftali Bennett will take his place. She's a priest, and when Reverend Pamela Conrad looks into the heavens, she's really looking into the heavens. By night, Conrad moonlights as a research scientist as a member of the tactical operations team for the Mars Perseverance rover mission. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.